Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
We have the great Michelle Bachmann. Hello, Michelle, you're amazing. And Regent University, right?
That's right.
And you do a great job there.
Thank
and also,
you.
Proud Minnesotan.
Proud Minnesotan.
So you and I were talking off camera, and I want to talk about this because we just had a very powerful topic on illegal immigration into the country. Yeah. But Minnesota has been a victim of mass legal resettlement immigration with the Somali project.
Actually legal and illegal.
Both.
Because when Somali immigration first began, almost 80% of the people coming in from Somalia came in illegally. It was so egregious that the federal government had to shut it down because of the fraud-based illegal immigration that was coming
in.
And
they are a fraud culture, right? Meaning as if when they cheat, it's not the same. They cheat in voting. Is that correct?
If you look at the movie Captain Phillips that featured Tom Hanks, that was about piracy and fraud, and that's different nations have different cultures, and this was a part of that culture.
Yeah, and so the state of Minnesota has now changed their flag.
Yes.
And it looks eerily similar to a flag that Ilhan Omar likes a lot. What is your thoughts of Minnesota changing their flag?
Well, it's wrong. We had a perfectly good flag, and then all of a sudden we were told we had to change our flag. And as you said, the flag looks like flags in Somalia. It's the same color.
We're going to
pull
it up.
Style.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's unbelievable that it's similar to the Somali flag. But what people need to understand is that in Islam, and especially in Somalia, the goal is to conquer. That they want to bring in Islam, and they want Islam to displace the current climate. So another thing that happened that most people aren't even aware of in Minnesota is the fact that there was a push by CARE, the Council on Arab-Islamic Relations. Minnesota, Minneapolis became the only city during COVID, under the pretext of COVID, to have the Muslim call to prayer broadcast across the city during COVID. Now, the Minneapolis City Council, that's made up of Marxists, that's their term, they have now embraced, and we are the only city in the United States who daily has five times a day the Muslim call to prayer broadcast across the city of Minneapolis. And that's done by those who embrace Islam to demonstrate they are conquering the city of Minneapolis, but they also want to conquer the state of Minnesota and turn it into Minnesota Stan effectively so that we become an Islamic city and an Islamic state. And they have too many people who are progressive on the left side of the aisle who are helping them to achieve that dream.
This is Minnesota, Minneapolis especially, looks more like Mogadishu than the Minneapolis that I grew up visiting.
If you go down, especially by the University of Minnesota, it's called Little Mogadishu. And as a matter of fact, Charlie, in the United States, during the Islamic State, the number one precinct in America for recruitment of Americans to go and fight for the Islamic State was Minneapolis, where Ilhan Omar represents.
So why are we allowing ourselves to be replaced by third world Muslim foreigners?
Well, because the people in Minnesota is completely run by progressive leftists. We're a 100% Democrat state. This is the Democrat Party. This is the modern Democrat Party who would prefer to see an Islamic Sharia law dominated society than one ruled by the original Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States.
And Michelle, I want to keep diving into this. Minneapolis and Minnesota is a warning to the rest of the country. They will use immigration as a way to change the body politic, and they have with Minnesota.
They have with Minnesota. We have the first Muslim who served in Congress was Keith Ellison, who's currently the Attorney General in Minnesota, and now Ilhan Omar is there as well. We have Muslims who serve in various offices. It isn't that it's bad that they're Muslims and serving. It's the fact that they want to enforce and push Sharia law. But Sharia law is Islamic law. They want that to dominate over American law.
And this is where the media goes crazy and they say, oh, you're not allowed to talk about this. It is a great replacement by other means, because as a country that was founded by white Christians, all of a sudden they say, oh, we're going to bring in hundreds of thousands of Muslims and you're going to like it, and we're going to turn Minneapolis and Minnesota into a third world hellhole. And so, Michelle, I'm just wondering, what is the psychology that facilitates this suicide? Is it the Scandinavian nice, Minnesota nice? I mean that half kiddingly. Was it that we don't want to offend anybody, so come on in, Somalians,
well,
and destroy our country?
I'm 100% Norwegian. And so Minnesota really is Norwegian, Swedes,
yes.
Germans. That's who we are. And we're very good-humored people, a lot of self-deprecating humor, and we don't really push back, and it's to our peril. We're also extremely generous. We're probably some of the most generous people in the United States. And so from that background, we welcome one and all. Not having the brains to realize not everyone thinks the way that the Scandinavians and Germans do. This is a completely different population with different values, with different standards, different religion, but also with different goals, because there's political Islam that wants to take over and dominate.
Yes.
That's what Minnesota's in the midst of. We've also had to deal with incredible fraud in the state of Minnesota.
Talk about that.
We've had major fraud from our welfare systems, from, for instance, daycare centers. Almost every Somali woman in the Twin Cities, quote, had a daycare in her home. The only problem is it was ghost kids. And so we were defrauded out of well over $100 million. The FBI found cash, $100 million, being transported through the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport in little roller bags headed to Somalia and Kenya. So that wasn't bad enough. Then we had fraud after that during the COVID years with the PPP money. And we have the largest fraud scam in America during COVID from Somalis in Minnesota called the Feeding Our Future scam. And again, it's fake kids. So they said that they were feeding literally thousands of kids in Minnesota every day. They weren't feeding anybody, and they charged at minimum $250 million. When all is said and done, it'll be $500 million of fraud charges. That's from the Somali community in Minnesota.
I hope everyone understands the story of Minnesota is how tolerance, generosity, and compassion can be weaponized to destroy your home. Is that a fair way to say it?
When you drop the standards. If you enforce the standards for everyone, that'd be a different story, Charlie. But in Minnesota, we do not enforce the standards. Minnesota changed the standards and altered them, and then people weren't held accountable.
Well, and then now you have Ilhan Omar, who has never said a nice word about America in my looking at her, and she is a representation of Little Mogadishu in Minneapolis. I hope it's a warning for the rest of the country, because the Democrat Party uses immigration because they can't win otherwise. They can't win with regular native-born Americans. They have to bring in people from the third world.
And we're a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state, which means that it's a fancy way of saying, forget the law. We're going to have selective enforcement of law. So we have federal immigration laws. We have laws that are state laws. We have laws that are local laws. And how is it that Democrats can say, we're not going to follow these laws? We're going to make new laws, and we're going to throw out the law, and we're going to ignore the law. Any city that's a sanctuary city should lose federal funding. Any state that observes sanctuary state, they should lose federal funding. And what's wrong with the federal government? That they don't pull pull back and stop with the funding.
Seattle and Minneapolis are similar. Great cities built by Scandinavians with a lot of generosity, and they've both just collapsed. And it's very, very sad. But Michelle, you for years, I want everyone to understand, Michelle was warning about this 10 years ago, and you were attacked from every direction. They called you every name, and she was right. She was 100% right about how they were using immigration as a way to destroy our country. All right, Michelle, final thought really quick on that?
Well, the other thing that I was alerting is that during the Obama years in particular, the Muslim Brotherhood members were being put into the United States government in very sensitive roles.
I remember when you said that.
On the Intelligence Committee, and I saw this happening, and the pushback that came even from Republicans. They didn't want to be seen as going against Muslims. And this isn't anti-Muslim. This is saying we are not going to allow people from other countries to come in and take over our country, push out American law, and put in a foreign law, which is Sharia law.
If you hate the country, you shouldn't be allowed into the country. I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand and to comprehend.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I have vetted them. I've got to know them. They're incredible. Glenn and the team. Awesome people. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks without funding the Marxists. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious liberty, sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, that is a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me and make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Glenn and the team will be happy to assist you there. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Use promo code FRIDAY76 today.
Michelle Bachmann, you're just terrific. And I want to just remind people, Minneapolis used to be one of the greatest cities in America.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the perfect example of the Great Replacement, a city that was safe and was peaceful. And then you bring in a bunch of third worlders that don't share our values with tolerance, and it gets destroyed. There's a couple topics I want to keep diving into here. And one of them is the people who should be most against this importation of Muslims into our country are Jews. And yeah, I think that's starting to happen. Wouldn't you agree, Michelle? More and more people in the Jewish community say, we don't want them here. We don't want these people in our country. You were just in Israel. Well, tell us about it.
I was just in Israel. And the Jewish people are extremely tolerant people. They have the Museum of Tolerance. Yeah. And so they bend over backwards to try and help and accommodate. I was living and working in Kibbutz Be'eri when I was an 18-year-old. I just went there last week. And the people in Be'eri tend to be more liberals. And they were the ones that would go and get Gazans and take them to the hospital and take care of them. They were shocked. They were more shocked than anyone in Israel that this happened with Gaza, because they'd extended an olive branch. They were loving the people in Gaza. They were floored that people that they'd invited to eat in their homes, that they had advocated for, came over, slit their throats,
yes,
killed their children, stole everything, raped the women. It's more egregious than anyone can imagine.
This is a very important point that Michelle is making. So the people who chose to live right on the Gaza border, they did so as a statement saying we can all coexist.
Yes.
In fact, there was one man where he would fly kites. You know this story? He would fly these kites saying that we need peace. We need this tension between Gaza and Israel to end. And he would fly kites on a specific holiday. It happened to be that Saturday. And literally the kites would say shalom, peace. So as he's flying his kites, as he has had Arab Muslim Gazans in his home, they come and murder his whole family.
They
come and kill them all. He says, peace, peace, I love you guys. And they say, boom, boom, boom.
And that's what happened. That is the reality of what happened. They came in through the front gate. They cut through various pieces of fencing. But they came in about 3,000-4,000 terrorists. That's the first wave. But what people don't know is that the people of Gaza, the so-called innocent Palestinians, came thousands of them, waves. They came back. They brought sticks, garden hose. They beheaded people, raped women, and they stole everything out of these houses and took it back into Gaza. And so all the good neighbor, all the money, Israel supplies all of the electricity, all of the water in Gaza, everything they'd done for them was turned around and used against Israel. Used to defeat them, used to kill them. And one thing I saw is that whether you live in the north or the south of Israel, whether you're religious or secular, everyone agreed and united. We can no longer embrace this being Mr. Nice Guy to the people who are in Gaza, because this is over 1,000 years of mothers teaching their children, grow up and kill Jews. Grow up and kill Jews. It's the mindset that has to change.
So what connects all this together, everybody, is that evil people and evil organizations, they take advantage of our fake God of tolerance.
That's right.
And they say, oh, these people are so stupid because they want to be tolerant. And they come in and they rape our girls and they kill us. And then they go and they kill a bunch of Jews in Israel. Maybe we shouldn't be so tolerant.
Well, and maybe our President Biden should learn what the truth is of what's going on in Gaza versus what's going on in Israel. So can you imagine? He handed a check for $100 million of our money just a couple of weeks after they slit the throats of Israelis. He's not willing to sign $14 billion to help the Israelis. The money is flowing in for Gaza. All the money is coming in from Iran. And that's what the people of Gaza are. They're basically hired mercenaries. That is their industry. Terrorism is their industry. That's why you have more miles of tunnels, Charlie, than you have the New York subway. Because they have one industry in Gaza, and that's terrorism. So it's time that Gaza ends. The 2 million people who live there, they are clever assassins. They need to be removed from that land. That land needs to be turned into a national park. And since they're the voluntary mercenaries for Iran, they need to be dropped on the doorstep of Iran. Let Iran deal with those people.
Michelle Bachmann, everybody. She does a great job, doesn't she? And I got to be honest. You know, I look at Israel, and Israel says, we never want another person into our country that doesn't share our values. They said they don't want refugees. They don't want any of these people.
What a concept.
I want American immigration policy to be like that.
Yes.
I want American immigration policy to be the Israeli immigration. Big walls, lots of deportations, and no people that hate us. Michelle,
and lots of happiness.
And lots of joy and shalom.
That's right.
And
lots
peace
of shalom.
And happiness. If you hate us, get the hell out of America. Michelle, thank you so much.
Christmas is here, everybody. And that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough. A lot of stress. And that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
We have the most amazing students at Turning Point USA. They are fighting on the front lines. They are fighting for your values. Many of you say, Charlie, what can I do to support the country? You support Turning Point USA. You support unbelievable freedom fighters. We have two of them here. Peter Christos works for us in our high school department. We'll tell a story. And Claire at St. Mary's College. Welcome, guys, and give it up for our Turning Point students, everybody, right? Don't they do a great job? Now, Claire's story is unbelievable. Claire goes to St. Mary's in South Bend, Indiana, which is the sister school of Notre Dame. It's an all-female school, or is it? Claire tried to start a Turning Point USA chapter. They blocked it, and now she is leading the charge because St. Mary's, a once all-girls school, says, well, we can allow men who think they are women into St. Mary's. But Claire, you're fighting against it. Give it up for Claire. It's a lot of courage. Tell us about it.
So basically they came out with this new admission policy back in June, but they never publicly announced it out to the public. And one of our Turning Point USA chapter members was doing deep research on the St. Mary's website and found this new admission policy statement. And our Turning Point chapter were essentially, we were the whistleblowers of this whole thing, and it kind of blew up. And we had a meeting with the president last week, and she basically made it apparent to us that she does not care about women. She does not care about our safety. I told her that she has one of two options. She could either, one, reverse the policy, or she can, two, take the Catholic all women's name off of the college. And she did not seem to be happy with either of those things.
So we need a national audience, everybody, to contact St. Mary's in South Bend, Indiana, and demand, say, how dare you, using the name of God as a Catholic school, say that men who are sick and disturbed can go to a all-women's college. That is so unbelievable, Claire. And by the way, talk about the opposition you've been experiencing trying to run a Turning Point chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I started last year trying to charter the chapter on campus, and they rejected me several times, with their reasoning being that they quoted you in one of your talks by saying that there are only two genders. They did not like that.
This is a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Catholic school, everybody. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so they rejected me multiple times, and they told me that we could be an unrecognized club on campus. So I took that, and I ran with it. We now have 75 members in our club to this day, which is very exciting. So we tried having our first chapter meeting this year a couple of weeks back, and I got an email from the Dean of Students saying that if we continued and had this meeting, we would essentially go through with the conduct process. And they sent security guards all throughout campus, but I ended up having the meeting in my bedroom and called it an unofficial hangout.
If they will have me, I would love to go speak at St. Mary's about how there are two sexes, no genders, and infinite personalities, right? Claire, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Peter
works for us full-time. I hope everybody understands our full-time staff. They are starting chapters every day. Nobody employs near, even close. No one even gets close. But we have full-time staff at Turning Point. We have 150 full-time people on the ground, and Peter is one of them. Peter, in his own time, we didn't tell him to do this. He goes to Skokie, Illinois, because there was a pro-Israel event, and a bunch of Arab Muslims were there to harass Jews. Peter then steps up, and he says, this is wrong. He escorts an elderly Jewish couple to their car, right? And then a bunch of Arab Muslims hunt you down, beat you up, and you had to be hospitalized. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, are we not having the best time in America Fest? So back in October, my coworker from Turning Point and I went to Skokie, Illinois, which is a historically Jewish town, to attend a pro-Israel event. And as I was going outside to meet one of my coworkers, we noticed that there was a big pro-Hamas protester, signs from the river to the sea, calling for the genocide of the Jewish people and Zionists like ourselves. And we were denied entry from this entrance by these officers. We were forced to walk back to meet my coworker. And as we were walking back, we noticed that there was an elderly Jewish couple walking straight towards the pro-Hamas protesters, walking in the completely wrong direction. So we asked if they were with us, and, you know, they were with the pro-Israel event, and we began walking with them, and then the mob began to follow us and grow, and you can see the video online, you can see it on Twitter, and the next thing I knew, I was separated from my coworker who works for Turning Point and was punched in the back of the head, repeatedly punched, kicked, hit with a flagpole on my head, and I had to be hospitalized.
Can we get the video, Andrew? It's unbelievable. It's so graphic. But, Peter, was anybody arrested for hospitalizing you?
At this moment, the FBI cannot seem to identify any of them.
No. It's even worse than that. The police officer watched it happen. The police officer was right there. And when you see this video, They beat them up. This is a hate crime. Is this not a hate crime?
Yeah.
Under their own statute?
They began to get violent when they saw that we were pro-Israel and we were walking with this Jewish couple. That's when we were violently beat up.
So I hope everybody understands that we have pro-life activists where the FBI will raid their home because they pray outside of an abortion clinic. And our Turning Point USA high school staffer is going to help an elderly Jewish couple where there's a lot of Holocaust survivors that live in Skokie, yes. And he has to get hospitalized and nobody gets arrested. This is sick stuff, Peter.
But yeah. Well, this is something that, you know, we as conservatives on campus, we as activists, we as supporters of Turning Point USA, and something that we as Zionists are subjected to. We see this every day on college campuses. We see this going to events. It's becoming the new normal, and it's completely unacceptable. And we need all of you to support our mission and to stand up to save America.
So closing thoughts here, Claire and Peter. Claire first. Are you going to give up? Are you going to allow the mob of St. Mary's to shut you up? You're saying, look, men should not be allowed at an all-women school, and they call you names and they attack you. How do you respond to that?
Absolutely not. We have definitely received a significant amount of backlash in this, and I think that what I've gained from this experience is that the more pressure that we are putting on, the better. The administration is backtracking as we speak, and they're starting to second-guess their decisions that they have made.
Peter, are you going to give up?
You know what? For every punch I got, this has motivated me even more to continue fighting for the conservative movement, standing up for students and our future, and empowering the next generation to get involved with Turning Point, to get involved at their high school, to get involved with their church and their communities, and to continue fighting to save America, because we have a country to save, and we're not going to let it fall to the left.
God bless what you guys are doing. Peter and Claire, thank you much. Hey, Ben, are you ready to take a question or two? We're going to do a little, like, NASCAR line switch here. God bless you guys. Ben, take it away.
All right. So, Charlie, speaking of the young people, look at these awesome young people in the crowd. First off, tell me your name. Where are you from?
Michael, and I'm from Shanahan, Illinois.
I'm Hannah, and I'm from Shanahan, Illinois.
Shanahan, Illinois.
Max from Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora. All right. And Ann?
I'm Milana from California.
All right. So what did you guys come here to see besides Charlie Kirk, besides Steve Bannon, besides the War Room, young people over here? What did you guys come out here to see?
I just came out here to see the conservative movement, see what these people are about and see what they're doing.
Yeah. And how old are you?
16.
16.
I came here, he's my brother, and I came here with him to just learn more about everything and to maybe do what everyone else is doing, you know?
I love that. So not everybody, just so you know, if you come to a Turning Point event, you don't have to have all the answers. You just have to come out here to be interested. I mean, this is one of the things. We are about thought. We're about conversation. We're about teaching. It's not like the left who says, beat you over the head and says, think like we think and do what we do. It's, hey, come out here and think for yourself. How about that?
So I'm out here to see all of the other Republicans and conservatives and all the other patriots.
And I saw you come running up so fast. Were you pumped to see Charlie?
Yeah, and to see Peter.
I love that. How old are you?
I'm 14.
14? Come on now. How about you? Last one.
Yeah, I'm here to figure out ways to help the younger Gen Z because falling apart, I'm 24. I'm a little older, so I want to hear ways that I can help them.
This is it, Charlie. This is it. We got to fix Gen Z. Yep, okay. Charlie. Yes, sir.
I don't know something. Yeah, Ben, you do a great job. Yes.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
I love you, man.
Ben Berquam. Thank
Charlie.
You so much, everybody. All right. Joining us now is Siaka Massaquai.
Yeah, nice.
Siaka is an American hero. And so Siaka was boarding a plane recently, and a bunch of FBI agents showed up.
Yeah. Well, it was actually after I got home. So I was fortunate enough to be in Daily Wire's new movie, Lady Ballers. If you haven't seen it, yeah, I know. If you haven't seen it yet, it's funny. What are you waiting for? So my wife and I are coming back from Tennessee. We land at the Burbank Airport. It's a smaller airport, so we get off on the tarmac. As I'm walking off, I get off last. FBI, four agents, come up in front of me, stop me, tell me, Siaka, please come with us. FBI, you're under arrest. Pull me away from my wife. I ask them what it was for. They didn't say at first. I badger them. You got to tell me what I'm being arrested for. They turn around. They tell me January 6th. Now, to be clear, they raided my house 2 years ago. They took my computer. They took my cell phone. They took my MAGA hats. For 2 years, with no charges, no arrest, 2 years, they've been watching me. They've harassed me on the plane every single time I fly. I get searched. I have 45 minutes to check in. I get searched at TSA, top to bottom. Then I go to the gate and I get searched again because I'm that dangerous. They've been doing that for 2 years, and then they finally decided on the way back, as my wife and I are celebrating a great trip, to rip us away. I spent the night in jail away from her, but thank God for God, because he was there with me every step of the way. From the moment we got off the plane, my wife was secure with a good friend of ours, Amber Coyle. Our good friends came and picked us up there so she didn't have to spend the night by herself. And she's pregnant. She's 25 weeks pregnant. Actually, 27 weeks pregnant now. Thank you. It's going to be our first child. So this is such a... Yes, thank you, thank you.
So Siaka, I just want to... You know, we only have a minute here. I really want to get into this.
Yep.
You were there on January 6th.
Yes.
What are they accusing you of?
They're accusing me of knowingly trespassing.
Hold on. Did you go into the Capitol?
Five steps.
Five steps. And they harass you.
Wait,
hold on. I thought it was our Capitol. Isn't it the people's Capitol?
I thought it was
Capitol?
The people's Capitol.
I thought it was the people's house.
I will show you real quick how it was just like this. Walk in, look around. Cops said, leave. Oh, leave? Okay. 71 seconds. 71 seconds is the reason why they raided my house with 15 agents, guns drawn. 71 seconds is the reason why then they waited 2 years and took me off the tarmac.
How many federal charges are you facing?
Four misdemeanors.
How many years in prison?
A year.
You're potentially a year in prison.
Yep.
For walking. And by the way, your legal fees, I'm sure, are now...
I mean, they're astronomical, so I'm not a rich man, so I really don't know, before a lot of support has come in, what I was going to do, to be honest
with you. Have people been backing you up?
I didn't know people. I was in Hollywood for a long time, and when I came out as a conservative, I lost everyone that said they were my friend. And to see this happen, and to see the amount of people that... Sorry. To see the amount of people that came to support myself, my wife, and everything that's going on, it has been mind-blowing. And I thank you all, every single person here, every single person out there. Thank you, guys.
Siaka, we're going to have you for another segment. It needs to be a statement. They come after our people. We back them even harder. The way that we disempower the regime is we elevate who they want us to ostracize as heroes. You did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong on January 6th. You took five steps into the people's house and filmed a couple things, and they're trying to ruin your life, and it's sick, and it's twisted, and we're not going to put up with it.
Thank you.
We support you 100%. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever and just in time for Christmas. For a limited time, get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for just $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in variety of sizes and colors and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening now. They're extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2024, making them the perfect gift for your friends and your family and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 1-800-875-0425. Get big discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
All right, Siaka, you're wearing a Proclaim jacket. Tell us about
it. Yes, right here. You got to Proclaim, y'all. We got to tell them what's going on about the Lord here. So, honestly,
by Erica, she does a great job.
Your wife, I have a pair of sweats that are my favorite pair of sweats I bought last year.
Are they not the most comfortable?
I want to wrap my body in the whole sweats.
Ryan, right? It's no BS. It's like unbelievably comfortable.
It's great. It's great, great product. So I love that.
ProclaimStreetwear.org?
Yes.
I think so, right?
Well, I ended up grabbing this because I didn't bring a shirt or a jacket, and it is so cold in here. And that day one, so I brought this. I bought this day one here
you
at the show.
You guys can go by the Charlie Kirk 51365 booth.
Nice.
Siaka, we only have a couple seconds here. Are you going to give up? You're facing prison.
No.
You're facing federal prison for taking a photograph.
Well, here's the truth of the matter. Like you said earlier, I did nothing wrong. My mom came from a country where she lost her father, the main pastor of the church in Liberia, because he stood on the pulpit and talked about what was going on in the government. Now her son is facing the same thing in the supposedly freest country in the world. We cannot let this slide. This country was founded. People come across. They fly over oceans. They walk across miles of land to get here. To get here for the reason to achieve their goals and their family's goals. We cannot sit anymore because we can't sit back and let them take away what is right in this country. So I will be the voice. You can put it on my back. They put guns in my face. They came in my house and put guns in my face for nothing. What will they do to you? So use me if you have to. The Lord is already using me, guys.
Siaka, we have your back, man.
Thank
God bless you,
man. Appreciate you.
Give it up one last time for Siaka. All right, everybody, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're gonna welcome one of my favorite people. I consume more news from her than I think almost anybody else. Midnight Rider, how you doing? I got the chance to say hi. Carly does such a great job. If you are not following her on Telegram, you need to, whichever one. So Carly, we've never met.
No.
How on earth do you clip so fast? I don't understand.
It's a secret. Well, if I tell you how I do it, I'll be replaced.
It's like the great replacement of Carly.
Not going to happen.
No, see? I love
because
that.
Because Carly knows the great awakening is here.
Yes, that's right. So Carly, just help me understand your story. From what I understand, you're a patriot. You found something you are good at with a lot of energy, and now you have this unbelievable following and impact. Is that correct?
It's been a process. 9/11, I'm a New Yorker, if anybody can tell with this accent, you know, it's pretty obvious, right? 9/11 changed everything. And I got more into looking into things and researching things and being more active. The singing career wasn't really happening, you know, the hip replacements laid me up for a while. And I learned how to do all these clips and get content out with three phones. Me and three phones. That's it. Three phones.
And without a doubt, I think she's a clipping machine. But Carly, I want other people to say, oh, what can I do? What can I do? What is your advice to them? You found something you are good at and put a lot of energy into it, and now you have a purpose-filled career and you're coming to America Fest.
I know. I can't believe I'm here.
But, but people say, how do I find my calling? You found your calling. Your calling, you are kind of like the reconnaissance of the entire news media. I mean, I get more clips from Midnight Rider than anything else.
Well, you thank me because I had the news. Like, I basically do not just clips, but like I had the cover of the New York Post today.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? An old story about Joe Biden's brother is back. The Biden crime family, we're getting, it's all lining up. It's a beautiful
yes.
thing. But see, it's that kind of energy. You see the stories out there. Push them to other people. I'm from Long Island. Long Island, Charlie, is red.
Yeah.
We're moving into Queens. All right? We might hit Manhattan, hopefully before the penal colony walls go up. And Snake Plissken isn't going to be there to save them. You know? So let's keep it, you know, let people know what's going on so they vote the right way.
Yes. Well, you do a great job, Carly. God bless you. I'm
Thank
so
you
glad
so
you're
much.
Here at America Fest. Give it up for Carly,
Thank
everybody.
You guys.
Such a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new RedBalloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.